Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1144. Visible translated text is as follows. 113 Sunday. The first that I knew of it was when I saw her name in the paper the next morning. The subject was mentioned at the dinner table on Sunday. Redirect examination. My health is bad, and I did not care to hear much of the facts of the crime at the time. I was operated on the next day. Mr. Frank spared my feelings. These are the clothes Mr. Frank wore on April 26th, Defendant's Exhibit 49. Miss Helen Kearns, sworn for the defendant. I work for the Dodson Medicine Company as stenographer. My father works for Montag. I took shorthand under Professor Briseo last winter. I have seen Mr. Frank and his factory. I went there with Professor Briseo to get a job. I didn't get the position. I was working on the 26th day of April for Bennett Printing Company. That day, I got off about 12 o'clock. I then went around in town to the different stores and did some trading. I had an appointment to meet a girl at 1:15 at the corner of Whitehall and Alabama Streets at Jacob's Drugstore. About 5 minutes after I came out of Crest's store on Whitehall Street, I looked at the clock in front of Freeman's Jewelry Store. I immediately went to Jacob's Corner. I had been standing there about 5 minutes, and I turned around and saw Mr. Frank standing there right up against the building at the corner of Alabama and Whitehall Street. I do not know how long he had been there. That was about 10 minutes after one. After I saw him, I waited about 10 minutes until my friend came. She was a little behind time. She came about 20 minutes after one. I read about this tragedy about the middle of the week. I then recalled seeing him about that place and told my father. Cross-examination. Yes, there was a large crowd on the street that day. I had been standing there about 5 minutes when I turned around and saw Frank. It was not packed and jammed at that time, not up against the building. The procession did not come along until almost 3 o'clock. There was plenty of room on that corner. I stood there from 5 minutes after one until 20 minutes after one. After I met my friend, we went back to Cress's. I did not speak to Mr. Frank. He was standing up against the building up Alabama Street. It was not real crowded up Alabama Street. You could not stand in the middle of the sidewalk. I got a clear view of Mr. Frank. I don't think he saw me. I don't think he would have recognized me because he sees so many faces every day he would not know mine. I had only met him once. I recognized him. I can't be mistaken about the time I saw him because I looked at the clock just before I got there. When my friend met me, we went around the corner. The clock stood 20 minutes after one. Cress's store did not close at 12 because I was in there after 12, I am sure of that. I was watching the